I love the way they use the Drake equation to woo me. Ah, yeah. I love the way in truth they love some phasers to shoot to kill me.
Apologetics with an X. We're taking you back for another week of anointed but twisted lyrics from the lyrical pen of Jay of that Christian parody band Apologetics. And I'm your DJ with the mix, Jerry Q. Good day, Jay. Glad you're in the house for another week of Apologetics Best.
Yeah, it's great to be back. We always love it when we're on the show. And, you know, today we started out with a song called Don't Tell Me We're Lucky. It's a parody of Don't Tell Me You Love Me by Night Ranger. And, you know, we are not lucky to have a show like this, but we are very blessed to be on this show today. And this next set, we're going to have one talks about, you know, your talent and what God has given you to work with. Some people may say, well, what can God do with this? Hey, you might be amazed. Look at what I do. Who would think that God would have any viable use for writing parodies? But he does. And the first song is called You Might Stink. And you might stink at a lot of things, but there's some things you're good at. The parody of You Might Think by the Cars. After that, we have a song from The Last Supper, and it's a parody of the Raspberry song, Go All the Way. And it's called Show Us the Way. After that, we have an old Badfinger song, No Matter What. And ours is called You're Mad at What. And that's another one that deals with thinking about our own inadequacies. It's more like how we come up short before God, and you know, and it's pointing out the fact that, you know, God's not done with you. And the song after that is a song of just praise when we realize, you know what, anything good I have, it comes from God, and it's called You Made Me. So there you have me. It's a parody of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, number 2 hit from the spring of 1969. You've Made Me So Very Happy.
Jingle my wet clue. baseball and kung fu.
You might stay.
You might stink at Frisbee.
God might want.
God might want you to. Checking Romans, 12 verse 1 through 10. You check it, Romans. To balance. Go and think about yourself. And from 1 Corinthians 12, you might stink at music and dance around a room.
You might stink.
But you got gifts God gave you.
All of
us here do.
Yeah.
Should slip and fall, then Christ forgives if you do, but he will free both you and me from this disease. Though matters may move so, there will always be his grace. 1 Corinthians 1:8 shows, oh bro, he's got you.
Crazy. Thank you, Lord. Every phase of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me sure where you'd have me, 'cause I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you daily, thank you plainly.
So you like the tunes we spin for you each week here on Apologetics with an X? Well, there are ways you can get that for your own personal collection, and how might we accommodate them, Jay?
Sure, there's all kinds of ways. You go to iTunes, you just look up Apologetics with an X. You go onto our website, and you can get all kinds of downloads. Those you can get for a donation. You just set the price yourself and get, we have like 250 songs you can select from there. We have over 600 in our catalog, other ones you have to get albums to get. But everything from the last 4 or 5 years, which is our best stuff, is all available that way for a donation of any size. But you can also find our stuff on YouTube if you just want to listen to the songs for yourself. You can find us on just about any download service, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, MP3, all those different places. Apologetics is all over the place. But, of course, you can always hear plenty of Apologetics on this show, Apologetics with an X. And the next batch of songs that you're going to hear on this particular show, Apologetics with an X, is Feels Like in First John. It's a parody of Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner, dealing with the Epistle to First John. You don't hear many songs about that, but now you can't say that after you're done. Song after this is about the New Age and how it's really not new at all. In fact, it's a phony old lie. It's a parody of Lonely Old Night by John Cougar Mellencamp. And the final song on this set is a parody of Little Miss Can't Be Wrong by the Spin Doctors, and it's called Leviticus Can't Be Done. And it doesn't mean that the law is, we're not against the law. That would be antinomianism, and that's a heresy. What we're saying is the law is a good thing, but God gave it to point man, to show man just how far we come short. And so we can see, okay, We need so much more than this. We need Christ. And once Christ comes to dwell in us through His Spirit, gives us a desire to do the things that God wants. And, anyway, I just wanted to clarify that on the song. That doesn't just mean like, well, we might as well give up. You can't do anything. And there's some things, obviously, we no longer have to do from the ceremonial law. But the point of this is not that the law is bad. It's just that God is the only one who is good.
Late first century. a phony or lie. I don't know that heaven's where those roads lead all at the same time. Nobody's holy, we ain't calling without His grace. No, 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 no. It's just plain foolish to work it out in our own way. It's a phony or lie. Better put your arm around you. It's a phony or lie. Custom made to fool all the people that need the truth. The old station shocked me. Some are bringing some psychics on. Speak about family, friends, and matters of love. Forgets to feel lost and alone. They say they know exactly what we need. Yeah, 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 yeah. I get a bad, 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 bad feeling. What they're giving out for isn't free, and it don't pay. It's a phony or lie. Better put your arm around you. It's a phony or lie. Custom made to fool all the people that need the truth. Hey! Crazy, they call every prophet crazy. It's a phony old lie, it ain't changed at all. It's a phony old lie. Better put your need the truth. Yeah! It's a phony or lie. Better put your arm around you. It's a phony or lie. Custom made to fool all the people that need the truth. Yeah, they need the truth. Yeah.
Yes. your brakes and rules, brother, and you float the rest. Leviticus, inches, inches can't be done, yeah. Ain't nobody who can follow those laws without stumbling once. Leviticus, inches, inches can't be done. What you gotta do to get into heaven is believe in God's own son.
It's always great to look at all the Apologetics fan-produced videos online. There's a lot of third-party out there doing some good stuff, and I'll admit I watch a lot of them. Actually, it's good prep for doing the show. And, well, you also have another party out there that's done an ultimate sortable Apologetics song listing, and it's a pretty good one to look at, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's our friend Jay Crook, who actually has a little parody group of his own that they put out one or two, at least one, maybe two CDs over the years. Jay writes some really good. We have hundreds of people who, you know, talk to us and say, yeah, I've written parodies. I say, yeah, there's a lot of people out there. Jay has written some of the finest ones. My name's Jay, but he is a J-A-Y-J. I'm a J period J. But he's a huge Apologetics fan also, and he did this ultimate sortable Apologetics song listing. You just go to apologetics with an X .petrified.com, and the band Petrified, and you can find it there. Jay's a really great guy. He writes some really neat things.
All right, buddy, what's on the way next here on Apologetics with an X?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry, I get so distracted with myself that I forget what I'm supposed to say. The first song is a song called Child of God, parody of Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just reminding us that God is your father, and Jesus is your brother. God the Father is your father. Jesus, who is God the Son, is your brother. The song after that is God's Child in the City. It's a Nick Gilder parody, Hot Child in the City. And it's a little Christmas in August for you there, or Christmas in September, I guess. It's already September. I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. And the final song is a parody of Guns N' Roses' song, Sweet Child of Mine, and it's called Weep Jeremiah. And, you know, they call Edgar Casey the sleeping prophet. I don't believe he's a real prophet. He's into some occult practices. But Jeremiah was around a long time before that, and he was called the weeping prophet because he's always crying. Because he felt bad because he loved his people, and they hated him because he was always bringing them bad news. But if they would stop doing bad things, he would stop bringing them bad news.
Such a dream, oh yeah. Look in the dimity,
yeah.
God's child in the city. Rothschild in the city.
Apologetics with an X, heard weekly at this time on your favorite radio station or streaming source. And if you want a quick connect, go to our flagship radio station, which produces the show, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. We air the show there each week at 7 Saturday and Sunday nights and 11 Monday morning, and we're in the central time zone, so adapt accordingly depending on where you are there. Jay.
Yes. Yeah. Listen to it there. Well, if you're listening here, you already figured out how to get there. But we encourage you to listen online. Listen, talk to your local station. If you got a local, especially one of the smaller Christian stations that has a little bit of flexibility with their schedule, a lot of them might be looking for something like this. Where else are you going to find all these different styles of music, including a parody of Billy Squire's song, The Stroke? This is called He Spoke. A parody of those songs. It's a parody that's about the fact that God spoke creation right into existence. And the song after that is One of These Guys. It's a parody of One of These Nights by the Eagles. And it's about the Last Supper also, but when Jesus predicts his betrayal at the hands of Judas. And finally, we have a song with my daughter Jana singing. It's a parody of Macarena. And it's called Magdalena. And it's interesting. You know, Jesus chose a woman to be the first person to be bear witness to his resurrection. Even though in those days, women were not looked upon very highly. They were not looked upon as being even reliable witnesses in court. And yet Jesus chose her as his first witness. So don't let anybody tell you that Christianity is sexist or whatever. He's one of the first to stand up for women's rights, and it's a prime example of that.
Everybody, have you heard? It was in the beginning that he spoke the word. Don't tangle with them. You don't take no jive. It's not a fight for children. Grab your Bible and woo! Write it out. Give a first. About that one big bang. Spread your evolution both far and wide. It's just a substitution, not good science.
God has spoken.
Could be you didn't know it's true, but you will.
God has spoken. God has spoken.
And that's enough for now.
God has spoken.
Knew it!
now, do me wrong now. Wants it done tonight. The cock will be crowing as Peter denies, and the rest of you head for your homes. You don't believe it, you're my disciples, but I've gotta do this alone. Gonna find out. Ooh, was it really clean? My insurgent one was brought here by the devil and said, like the serpent was an angel of light, lying waiting for a moment to deliver me up. And I have a feeling that the moment is right.
Ooh, some of us you'll find
passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena.
Aye.
All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena.
Now don't you worry about the Lord, friends. Although he seemed to be finito, I know one thing, he's still standing. It does no good to cry. Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of the tomb, and his true friends were still crying.
All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! Magdalena, you're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! Said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day he passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to...
Apologetics for the next. You've got a ticket to ride with us again next week for the greatest parodies around, courtesy of that Christian parody band, Apologetics.
Yes. Well, this last one, as Jerry alluded to, is a parody of the first single from the United Artists Beatles film, Eight Arms to Hold You. What? Are you telling me they changed the name of the movie? Yeah, they did. It originally was called Eight Arms to Hold You, now it's called Help. And the first song from that movie, the advance single, was called Ticket to Ride. This parody is called Addicted to Christ.
Yeah.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.